and happiest of Fridays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Mm. He does.
He's ready.
He was up all night.
Preparing for that?
The Olympic coverage.
Oh, America. Yeah. I thought he was drinking Red Bulls.
It is the 20th day of the second month of 2026. 51 in, 314 left to go. 16 days until we spring forward. Will it be 30 minutes? Will it be an hour? Nobody knows.
Yeah, this whole 30-minute thing, the idea of that is just very disturbing to me. I don't know why. I can't get over it.
I wonder, though, if we roll the clocks, and it is 30 minutes, if you can order a Domino's pizza.
Ooh.
And then get it free immediately because they can't get there fast
enough.
What kind
of racket are you running?
Well, you know, me and Olympic dogs. It is 25 days till St. Paddy's Day, 44 until Easter. It is Love Your Pet Day. There you go, Nazgul.
We do love them.
Indeed.
Babies.
Except when it's kind of cold outside and it's like, come on, Beulah. Come on, dude.
Come on, everybody.
I mean, we're not here for sightseeing. You saw this literal backyard last night. National Cherry Pie Day. That's a good solid. It is a bit overrated, though. It's not as American as apple pie.
America!
Nothing's as good as chocolate pie, but...
All right.
Talking about it. It's not Thanksgiving, okay?
You already got one
Move
blue
on.
Ribbon, all right? Let's... it's National Handcuff Day. Maybe.
You don't, that's not really what you want. There's better accessories in life.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
No, 11 times.
It is Clean Out Your Bookcases Day.
Oh. You see, kids, back before there was the TikTok dances,
right?
There were books and they had paper.
Yeah.
And you read them.
Well,
it was an investment.
Maybe. You at least put them in bookcases so when people came over, they thought you were
with super it. Smart.
Yeah. Leather-bound books.
So well-read.
And it is Kurt Cobain Day. He would have been 59. On this date in history. 1872, the modern-day elevator was invented.
If I hate the modern-day one, I can imagine how much I would despise the old-fashioned ones.
I think we have the old-fashioned one up here.
I know.
Yeah.
They call those dumbwaiters? Is that what they call them?
Well, it's like a 110-year-old building. It was probably built originally. 1872, the first machine for manufacturing toothpicks was patented.
Look, and now no one has anything in their teeth.
Before that, they just whittled them, and it took a little while.
It sounds fun.
I know.
It's a good hobby.
Herschel likes to whittle. Yeah. On this date in 1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip premiered.
Na 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 na.
Huh.
What's not?
You want to give me that blue ribbon back after that? Proud of that?
I'm here to help.
On this date in interstellar news, 1962, astronaut John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit the Earth.
That kid is going places.
Well, he went up there. Yeah, he went places. And now we're going back. The Artemis II, successful fuel. A wet test, as they say, yesterday.
Excuse me. So moist.
We did it in public, too.
Mm.
1996, you may remember on this day, on the show Home Improvement, Alan Jackson made a guest appearance.
Oh.
Sang Mercury Blues.
And somehow that was 30 years ago, but we're all 27 and a half. So that's the math.
On this date in 1998, hey, we have Olympic news. 15-year-old Tara Lipinski becomes the youngest gold medal winner in the Winter Olympics history when she won the ladies figure skating title. 15 years old. And, of course, her and Johnny Weir and then some guy that, you know, is play-by-play guy. They do the commentary. We'll get your Olympic update that I know you're waiting for coming up on the way. Easy, Herschel. 2004, Apple began shipping iPod minis.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I got duped into one of those. 2005, underrated, Robot Chicken appears on Adult Swim. 2007, Britney Spears entered rehab. That fixed everything.
That was Eric Clapton's rehab, and I think it was in Costa Rica.
Wow. Mm. There you go.
I don't think it stuck.
Time to talk about
sports.
No, that was totally different.
birthday. And we got weekend birthday. Olivia Rodrigo is 23 today.
She's popular with the kids.
Singer Rihanna is 38.
SOS.
Actor Miles Teller is 39. Trevor Noah, 42.
Yeah, I know. He's very impressed with himself.
Somebody must find him funny.
I don't know who
that is, but they probably don't listen to this show.
Could you please report to the Hank Studios?
Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys, 51.
He's so pretty.
Andrew Shue is 50-something.
Yeah, he's from the Melrose Place.
Cindy Crawford is 60 today.
Prettier than Brian Littrell.
Charles Barkley, 63.
Not so much.
And actress Sandy Duncan is 80.
Atta girl.
Turning 24 tomorrow, not Prince Andrew, Prince Michael Jackson II. That's one of MJ's kids,
yeah,
24.
Yeah, that's Blanket. Oh. I think that's the one he...
So he changed his name from Blanket to Prince?
No, there's Prince Michael Jackson I, and then the second, and then he's the Blanket that was like dangled off the balcony back in the day.
Time to talk about sports.
I just learned something right there.
Good
live
memories.
On the air.
Fabulous.
Game of Thrones' Sophie Turner is 30, former Jonas wife. Taylor Swift's former boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. That's actually how he is listed.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
Oh, I'm sure
that.
He loves life. 35.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actor Jordan Peele is 47. Now, he's funny. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 47.
Mm-hmm. Party 5.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. Woo! She is 68 today.
And lucky.
She feels it.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Grammer is 71.
Very serious.
And listening. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, is 80 tomorrow. Very nice. And then on Sunday, Drew Barrymore is 51. Rachel Dratch of SNL fame is 60. Kyle MacLachlan is 67, and Dr. J, Julius Erving, is 76. On the Hank Fan front, we have engineer Jadar. He's got a birthday on today.
What's his age?
The chief engineer.
We don't have it?
No, we don't have the technological capacity to do that. We'll get a hold of engineering, though, to see if we can find out.
Representative, happy birthday, Jadar.
And then the greatness of Wally Lynn has a birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday, Wally, wherever you may be. There you go. We love the whole darn weekend.
Good morning, Hank fans and family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.